And some of those gifts we've been talking about are toys wrapped in layers of plastic, secured by twist ties and stuffed into clamshell boxes that practically require a chainsaw to open. Parents hate it, and it's bad for the environment, so why all the packaging? Reporter Amy Standen went to find out.
We're at a big box store just south of San Francisco. Lola Cleveland, age 8, is holding a pack of mini skateboards. They're called Tech Decks.
These are big in my class, I guess.
Why are these big in your class?
That's Lola's mom, Ellie Rossiter.
Well, I don't know, but a lot of people are very obsessed with them.
Toys have gotten so complicated. In fact, sometimes only Lola knows what we're looking at. Exhibit A, the paperoni.
I think you put in the color you want and then you chop it down to size. You put on a little plate and then you put them on to there. They show you the steps to make all that different stuff.
And the packaging is on steroids. Take the Polly Pocket Sparkling Pets dress-up. Each shoe, headband, tiny pink electric guitar has its own molded compartment. And every toy talks.
All units, fire at will. They've got you outnumbered.
Again, Lola's mom, Ellie.
Yes, they're very overpackaged. Lots of plastic, lots of unrecyclable plastic. It's hard to unpackage a toy these days because they're tied and you have to cut them and wrestle with them a little bit before you can actually get the toy out of the box.
So what if toys were packaged more like cereal? Simple, efficient, easy to open. Simon Ganey heads a packaging design firm in Philadelphia. He says the difference is that cereal companies have spent decades distilling their brands into simple, recognizable symbols.
So I'm looking for the blue of Rice Krispies, and that's all I'm going to look for. Everything else, I'm deselecting.
And that works, because cereal, we buy over and over again. Toys, we buy once, which puts toy companies into a packaging arms race to get kids' attention. But modern toy packaging also gets at a very basic way that kids are different from adults. Say you're at a grocery store looking at a box of organic crackers.
You probably want a package that really leverages that authenticity and talks about it in a story like there's an organic farmer with wheat that's specially grown in a special mill.
In other words, you're responding to a mood, a metaphor. Kids, not so much. More and more, says Gaines, they want to experience the toy itself right there in the store.
Everything's about interactivity and noise and sound and moving parts. You're now asking to get actually involved with the toy at the shelf. So, you know, that toy trend kind of has led the world to look for a package that enables you to do that.
And what the world found is plastic. Ever more elaborate molded plastic containers that showcase each and every component. And if the overall package is pretty big, well, sometimes that doesn't hurt either. A number of companies and toy stores contacted to explain the reasoning behind big, elaborate packaging did not respond. So we turned to an expert.
Bigger is better. More is more.
Chris Byrne runs the toy review website, timetoplaymag.com.
That translates into, because you're giving your child a big box, you love your child more, and that gets communicated down generation after generation, and it becomes entrenched in our cultural perceptions.
Showing all that love costs money, more than you might think. Here's Mark Murray, head of Californians Against Waste.
You're paying for the product. You're then paying for the raw materials, because certainly the manufacturer didn't get those materials for free. But then there's the end-of-life management of that excess packaging, and you're paying that as well.
In other words, the costs of dumping it at the landfill or processing it at a recycling plant. Package designer Simon Gaines says that toy makers are starting to respond to these concerns and make simpler packaging. But he adds you can understand why they haven't quite adopted the cereal model yet.
Why would you want to hide it away in just a cardboard box?
Well, maybe you just prefer the cardboard box. If so, says Ganey, you're probably too old to be shopping for toys anyway. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in San Francisco.